Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beginning tonight, the CBS Evening News will begin broadcasting from its new permanent home in Washington, D.C. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell is joining us. Nora, thanks for being with us. Tell us about this move to Washington and why it's such a good thing.
Well, we figured there's a lot of news going on in Washington these days.
No doubt.
Certainly, no doubt. I mean, no doubt indeed. And again, this week, certainly, as the House Judiciary Committee begins its hearings to put forward an impeachment vote against the President of the United States, we're heading towards the 2020 presidential election, which I think is going to be the most important election of my life, certainly, and I've covered six presidential elections. And so these issues, we want to get close to the story and do as much reporting as we can, and that's how we differentiate ourselves, you know, from the other broadcast networks. We, you know, are going to double down on breaking news, on original reporting, great storytelling.
You know, it kind of begs the question, why aren't the networks and the evening newscasts based in Washington? Why New York instead of Washington?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. But, you know, CBS is a legacy broadcast, and it has a history of innovation. We were the first 30-minute broadcast. 1965, it was the first broadcast in color. Now we have the only broadcast with a woman anchoring. And so we want to continue that legacy of innovation, which is being out of Washington. New York doesn't have to be, you know, where we are, although I report out of there plenty and I still continue to report for 60 Minutes. But most of my reporting, too, is all across the country. You know, tonight we're talking about the weather, you know, and that story is going to come out of New York because New York's about to get slammed, as you know, with a bunch of snow.
Oh, yeah. We're enjoying it right now. you've been in the anchor chair for, what, a few months now, right?
A few months, and have been all around the world and all across the country.
Have you? Do you feel like you've gotten a good grip on it now, or are you still settling in? How does it feel after a few months?
Look, this is a broadcast that's going to continue to grow and get better. But I've never been more proud in my life to be a journalist, and I think it's never more important for audience to feel like there is an anchor out there that they trust and believe. There are so many sources of information. I mean, I can barely keep up. You know, you get the alerts on your phone, but there are also channels for people seeking affirmation of their political beliefs. We're a channel that provides information, fact-based, real news. And I think in this era when there's so much information coming at us and a lot of propaganda, quite frankly, where can you turn to get the facts? And that's the CBS Evening News. That's our standard. That's been the history of CBS. Cronkite, of course, known as the most trusted man in America. That continues here on CBS. That is our charge. That's what we want to do. It's so important for a healthy democracy.
Nora O'Donnell and the CBS Evening News coming tonight from Washington, D.C. and every night from now on. Nora, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Michael, thank you. Good luck there with the weather.
We're going to need it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.